AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. British, French, and German leaders met in London with President Volodymyr Zelensky over the U.S.-led effort to end Russia's war in Ukraine. Saga Magani has a report.
The aim was to boost Ukraine's hand in the talks about the Trump administration's peace proposal amid the president's growing impatience with Zelensky.
His people love it, but he hasn't read it.
It's unclear why the president believes that. The tone was different at 10 Downing Street.
We stand here. To support you.
Where British Prime Minister Keir Starmer hosted Zelensky, France's Emmanuel Macron, and Germany's Friedrich Merz, who says this is a decisive time.
I'm skeptical about some of the details which we are seeing in the documents coming from the U.S. side, but we have to talk about that.
And Zelensky says Kyiv needs both European and American support.
That's why we need to make some important decisions.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The UN's Palestinian Aid Agency says Israeli police forcibly entered its Jerusalem compound today. Police say it was a debt collection procedure. In Washington, the Supreme Court heard a challenge to President Trump's power to fire board members of independent agencies. The court's conservative majority seemed likely to back the president. And Jennifer King reports damage assessments are underway after a 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck off northern Japan.
Officials reported some two dozen people were hurt, mostly by falling objects. The quake triggered evacuations, and a tsunami a little over 2 feet high was recorded in the port city of Kuji. Masashi Kiyomoto with Japan's Meteorological Agency warned residents to stay alert for aftershocks over the next 2 to 3 days. The same area in 2011 saw a terrifying magnitude 9 quake and the tsunami that caused the Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster. Audio courtesy NTV. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. President Trump's giving farmers some $12 billion in aid as they struggle to sell crops while facing rising costs, all following the president's tariff hikes, particularly on China. And Seth Soutelle has the AP Markets report.
Stocks pulled away from the record highs on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 215 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite edged down by 0.1%. Warner Brothers Discovery jumped more than 4%. Paramount took an offer to buy the entire company directly to shareholders. Paramount is trying to break up a deal Warner Brothers reached with Netflix. Treasury yields rose ahead of a meeting this week of the Federal Reserve. The Fed is widely expected to cut interest rates again, but also to indicate that fewer cuts may be coming next year. Seth Soutelle, New York.
That's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.